As we return to Acts 23, we find that a plot has been hatched against the Apostle Paul. 40 Jewish men have put themselves under a curse, saying that they will not eat or drink until they have killed this old Jewish rabbi. So now the commander, Claudius Lysias, has been informed of the plot, and he is going to have to act very intentionally if he is going to save the day. So in verse 23, we read, "Then he called two of his centurions and ordered them, 'Get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 tonight. Provide horses for Paul so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix.'" Now, I mentioned as I closed last time that Jerusalem and Judea in the first century were very prone to violence. One of the reasons was that there were two primary groups that were quietly preparing a campaign against Roman rule in Judea. One group was called the Zealots and the other the Sicarii. The Zealots were a diverse group of Jewish patriots that was dedicated to overthrowing Roman authority. The Sicarii, which actually means knife wielders, were much more radical and deadly. As their name implies, they used assassination and terrorism against Roman officials and Jewish collaborators. It was not unusual for the Sicarii to blend in and the temple courts and to take out Gentile opponents and then quietly slip away. And then, of course, we have the Sadducees, but they tended to collaborate with Rome, while the Pharisees were more focused on religious life. This left a void for the Zealots and the Sicarii to foment the idea of political freedom as well as messianic expectations. As a matter of fact, let me give you a timeline of some major events. In 66 AD, the rebels seized Jerusalem, massacring the Roman garrison. In 70 AD, Titus, the son of Emperor Vespasian, reconquered Jerusalem and destroyed the Second Temple. In 73 to 74, the final stand at the desert fortress of Masada took place, where the Sicarii famously chose suicide rather than to surrender. Knowing this helped us understand why Claudius acted intentionally and with haste. On top of this, he was aware of the past history of Jewish revolt in Jerusalem. He did not want his career to become collateral damage because of the mob of 40 who were planning on assassinating Paul. So Claudius must avoid two things. Number one, becoming responsible for a Roman citizen's death. Number two, for starting a second confrontation with the Jewish leaders. As one person put it, the political pot was already boiling. So what's the solution? Well, it comes in two parts. Claudius must get Paul safely to Caesarea Philippi, and he must alert the procurator of Judea about what has happened and what he has done to protect Paul. And so we'll need to take these one at a time. Let's read verse 23 and 24 again. "Then he called two of his centurions and ordered them, 'Get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 o'clock tonight.'" So Claudius has already put together a plan. Join me next time for more of Verse by Verse.